Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's Zoe Moon, and I am here to cover the week of November 16th through the 30th. We're doing a two-week show tonight because of the holidays, and there's actually a lot going on, isn't there always? So I'm going to get right into it. We have a new moon that is opening up on Saturday the 18th, and it is in Scorpio, and it is going to be in effect until December 3rd. And so it will cover this whole period that we're talking about. And it really is about giving us a boost forward in the things that Scorpio rules. So this is anything that we're trying to deal with financially, not income, but every other kind of financial matter. So it is a time to propel yourself forward to deal with loans or debt or inheritance or bankruptcy or taxes, insurance, investments, settlements, commissions, alimony, child support, a partner's money maybe, anything that is an outside resource, then this can give you that energy to either start something new or move things into the next level. This is also the area of sexuality, so there might be some new sexual attraction sparking off during this time, or there might be more deeper intimacy building between you and somebody else. It can be about taking that thing that's going on with somebody you're already involved with to the next level. It can be reproductive, and so this could be about baby making. It could be about that next step in tackling something going on with the reproductive system. It is about death and birth, so there can be that next chapter in what's going on in one of those areas. It is about divorce, and so, you know, maybe you'll decide to take the next step and get marriage counseling or see the divorce attorney if you're at that crossroads. And it is about power and personal control and third-party scenarios. So if you're working something out with you and two other people, then this could be propelling that forward. And then also, it can be about jealousy, obsession, and triangles that play out in that kind of way. So, you know, keep an eye on that. And I would say because of the triangle factor, if you are focusing on the financial part of this Scorpio theme, might be a really good time to get that financial expert advice before you start trying, you know, whatever it is you're going to try, especially since everything's so crazy out there. Talk to somebody who actually is an expert in that field. So we have that covering this whole two-week period. At the same exact time, starting between Saturday and Sunday, the 18th and 19th of November, the two rulers of Scorpio, of this Scorpio new moon, are in a frictional square to each other. So this is Mars and Pluto squaring over the weekend of the 18th and 19th. And Mars, so this is going to really ramp up the intensity, you know, the activity, the passion, the anger, the warring tendencies, the destructive nature, or the deeply, you know, passionate nature. It is really going to rev this up incredibly. And because Mars, because Uranus and Pluto have been in this kind of on-again, off-again war between each other since 2012, Mars is connecting these two, first sitting in this square with Pluto over the weekend of the 18th, 19th, and then coming to oppose Uranus on December 1st. So that's going to tie the whole period from the 18th of November through December 1st into this Mars configuration with Uranus and Pluto. So it's kind of crazy, and I'm sure, you know, I noted a little bit on the Facebook page that you might have been feeling some of this building up. There might have been some explosive moments with you and another person, or you're feeling frustrated. A lot of times squares, oppositions, they tend to be obstacle-driven, you know, or they challenge us in some ways. They can also just as equally just be the fact that you are pushing even harder. There's more and more on your plate that you're trying to get done, and you're moving mountains with this. So you can use this in a very positive way as long as you keep in your mind that there can be that kind of challenging, explosive side, and not everybody's going to deal with it. Hey, even I had a blowout. Not that I'm an angel or anything, but it's hard to get me there, right? And so, you know, this is definitely one of those things where you want to keep it in the back of your mind that through this two-week period, people are going to be more trigger happy. And so you want to use caution when being in confrontational situations or dangerous places, et cetera, et cetera. But on the positive, as long as you're steering clear of that, then this can definitely put momentum behind us. And so we really want to look at what Mars is doing here. So we have Mars in the sign of key relationships, meaning that all of this action, passion, anger, warring tendency stuff is going to be playing out involving a romantic partner or a business partner, the clients, the specialists, the agents, the attorneys, the competitors, the opponents, the allies, the enemies, the advocates, situations like that. And the square to Pluto, being, you know, the other ruler of Scorpio, will focus this in on a higher-up authority type person. Could be one of the world leaders out there. Let's hope not, but it seems likely. Could be a parent, a boss, a judge, a mentor, a director, a teacher, anyone who's a higher-up personality in your life. It can also play out over career objectives, and it can play out over big personal goals you've set. So again, that's where that dynamic energy of drive and determination and passion can push that personal goal through. And then when Mars gets to the opposition to Uranus, that is that wild card energy, and it's playing out over ego drive and personal needs and desires and our physical involvement in things. And it's kind of, you know, can bring a surprise and excitement or a shock and shake up or sudden departure or, you know, it's just a wild card. It's a roller coaster. So, you know, really, really powerful energy over these 2 weeks. I would just say if you're trying to move things forward once again with the Scorpio themes of that financial matter, then link into Mars. Seek out that, you know, that specialist or talk with your partner or, you know, maybe the financial thing will involve your clients or a competitor. So think of the relationships involved. Same thing with, you know, your sex life or your reproductive needs or the mortality issues or divorce. It could be that attorney or specialist or partner, you know, whoever that key person would be that you would be dealing with here. And really that big push with the Pluto-Uranus energies and where they've landed. So we have that. And I think I've covered that enough. I'm trying to look if I jotted anything else down that I wanted to say. Nope. So that's it. And then the next thing that's going to be happening during this two-week period is that we are going to have some activity going on in the ninth house. And this actually looks really good. And so here's what this is about. We are talking about Sagittarius energy here, which means over this two-week period, this is going to really kind of kick in on the 21st as the sun moves into Sagittarius. We're going to have 30 whole days of the sun illuminating that sign. So this is when we start to show up and get involved on a personal or physical level with the Sagittarius themes. As well. And so this can be about anything we need to show up and deal with legally, any travel plans or visitors from afar or dealings with people at a distance or foreign interests, anything with education, whether we're teaching or we're learning or training, anything with media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, anything with weddings or other ceremonies, anything with religion or politics. So it's really going to start to pull us down that track. And the other thing that's happening here is, you know, Mercury is in the shadow of its retrograde in that same territory. And so we're starting to go over hearing the news or having those talks or meetings or dealing with agreements or sales or writing or interviews or offers or decisions that is then going to kind of shift gears when the retrograde begins on December 3rd. And then we'll be backtracking over all of this. So in these 2 weeks ahead, we're going to have 2 days that really stand out to me that look like Mercury really may be kind of trying to help us solidify something about this. So that would be, well, actually, I should say two periods. Each one is a two-day period. So this could be between Friday the 24th and Saturday the 25th. And this is when there's going to be a harmonic, a really nice flow to that to Uranus. So, you know, giving us the potential to kind of do something spontaneous in the mix, show up or personally get in there, maybe make it about our name on the dotted line or our image or brand or title as well. But definitely kind of being in the moment and going with that news we hear or that talk or meeting or that decision that we're making, moving this stuff forward. And then between Monday and Tuesday, the 27th and 28th, Mercury will come and sit with Saturn, and that cements something in that territory. And it is also considered not only kind of a wrap up, but a new beginning. It's we're at the end of one cycle, the beginning of the new cycle here, as these two planets are together. And so whether that's, you know, you're finalizing something or you're making some long-term commitment or there's an ambition or responsibility or structure that's being put in place around this or an authority figure, once again, that you're dealing with, it definitely would be a time to get serious about it and get in there with those talks, meetings, agreements, sales, et cetera. And then, you know, again, keep in mind with these Mercuries, they're really kind of trying to put things in the right place for you, but they are going to then come, you are going to be revisiting, slowing that down in December, going back over some things, or maybe something will come back to you that you'll then need to sign again, or you know how the retrograde goes. So it's not going to be a fait accompli, but you are going to definitely get the opportunity to have those discussions, make those choices, and then kind of work it through in those 3 weeks in December. So, oh, and there's one other thing. I almost forgot. The other main thing that's going on in this two-week period between November 16th and December 1st is that Neptune is going to end a very long retrograde. It went retrograde back in the middle of June of this year. And so on the 22nd of November, it is going to end that retrograde and start to go direct. And then it's going to be in direct motion until mid-June next year. And so this is really, you know, Neptune is such a, a surreal place to be, right? And we've kind of been in a holding pattern, or we've been kind of working on things that were already in place or from the past during this retrograde phase. Now that it's going direct over these next 6 months, I guess, it is going to be a time of starting to move into the next chapter with its topics. And so it is time with any healing, dealing with bad habits or addictions, hospitals or other institutions, any research and development, any strategies or investigations, any romantic getaways or karmic unions or clandestine romances, anything with the arts, so film, music, painting, poetry, dance, sculpture, theaters, museums, concerts, anything with your spiritual world. So it could be prayer, it could be meditation, it could be yoga. There could be something in the magical realm or the psychic realm. This area rules the veil between worlds. It rules drugs and alcohol, medications. It rules the waterways. So there could be a lot going in all these areas, I suppose. It's back into the game we go. New things will be coming on board. And so you might start to get some hints about what that's going to be as this starts to move ahead on the 22nd. So when we are looking at the signs, obviously for Aries, this whole period is really powerful for you guys, because you're ruled by Mars, and it is the one that is kicking off this really intense configuration between Pluto and Uranus during this time. So Aries, it is just one heck of a two-week period for what's going to be happening with either a romantic or business partner, your clients, your specialists, your agents, your attorneys, your competitors, your opponents, your advocates. I would say either they are going to be seriously geared up, either very passionate and motivated or angry, or there's something happening to them, or you're going to be amped up to reach out and do something with or about or for them. This is combined with the new moon momentum for Aries. It is about a big push into new territory when it comes to financial matters, sexual interests, reproductive scenarios, a death, a birth, a divorce, or any third-party situations. And as Mars squares Pluto, you're going to be dealing with that higher up authority figure in the mix, like the parent, the boss, the judge, the director, the teacher, the mentor, or you're going to be dealing with goals or career situations here in the story. And then by the end of this chapter, at the end of the 2 weeks, you know, that wild card energy that's in your own sign, which is about that kind of sudden excitement or shock or shakeup or reinvention of yourself as part of this story, is underway with all of this. So, you know, the Aries are just, man, stay out of their way. I'm not going to really get any Aries mad around me at all. but I do think you guys can make a lot happen if you're able to proactively use this. You know, we never know with this energy. Is it something that's going to be happening that we have to react to, or is it something that we're going to really be motivated and go take the reins ourselves, or is it going to be two different stories and both of them are happening? So in the places where you're able to be proactive and set things in motion yourself, this is very dynamic energy that can move those things forward. Then for Aries, when it comes to all this energy in Sagittarius, it's obviously about the legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious, or political themes. So starting on the 21st, the sun starts to illuminate this for 30 days. It really puts a spotlight on you guys, helping you take the reins and really stand out. Or make it about you and your needs. You might be physically getting on that plane or getting into the courtroom or going to the wedding or, you know, any of those themes, really putting yourself right there in the mix. It's a good time to take the reins with this stuff. And with the Mercury activity there, the 24th and 25th and then the 27th and 28th, those days will be the days that stand out for hearing the news you're waiting on about any of this, or for getting into that talk or meeting or signing agreements or making sales or writing or interviewing or fielding offers, making decisions, possibly interacting with neighbors or siblings over it or vehicles or electronics over it, and definitely is kind of in flow and serious for you. And then as far as Neptune going direct on the 22nd going forward, definitely now into the next 6 months of forward motion into new territory or next level stuff with any art, film, music, dance, painting, poetry, anything muse related, anything with a romance, romantic getaways, romantic trysts, anything with your spiritual practices, anything with healing or hospitals or other institutions, anything with research and development, investigations, and any karmic rebalancing or new karmic experiences getting ready to kind of open up for you. Maybe some past life souls will, you know, show up during this next half a year for you guys. So, you know, keep an eye on what's kind of shifting gears around that date or in the few weeks that follow. Probably give you a clue as to where the doors are going to start to open again for you. For Taurus, the new moon in Scorpio that starts on the 18th and then covers the next 2 weeks, this is relationship-oriented, so it is giving you guys the opportunity to really move into that next chapter with your romantic partner or your business partner or your clients or your specialists or agents or attorneys or dealing with competitors or opponents. And it is also, you know, having this Mars energy attached to it, and really kind of attached because it's happening at the same time and covering almost the same 2 weeks and ruling this particular moon. So, you know, Mars is going to really amplify the activity, the passion, the anger, the fights, the motivation, the moving of mountains when it comes to the work that needs to be done, any paperwork that needs to be signed, what you're doing with coworkers or hired help, what you're doing with organizing or cleaning, what's happening with any health matters, or what's happening with animals. So there's a wide spectrum there. So I would assume that as you're moving into this next level with these key relationships, you will be honing in on a lot of those themes, and there will be a lot happening. And when we see the square to Pluto as part of that story, there is some kind of challenge or push involving legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious, or political themes in the mix, part of the story. And with the opposition to Uranus, there is something kind of wild card energy around healing or hospitals, romance, artistic pursuits, spiritual practices, research, investigations, any kind of, you know, project that you're doing behind the scenes. So a lot happening there. And then, you know, for Taurus, it's kind of super intense because, you know, here you have this Scorpio energy, new moon behind that relational dynamic over these 2 weeks with these partners, clients, etc. And then when we look at what's happening in Sagittarius with the sun pouring in there for 30 days starting on the 21st and then Mercury active there, that's in the eighth house, the one that rules the same thing that Scorpio rules. So you're also going to have this big illumination on those financial matters, your sex life, the reproductive needs, a death, a birth, a divorce, or a third party situation. So, you know, either Taurus, you're going to get a lot of momentum here with certain relationships that's going to go very deep and sexy or very financial for you, or there's going to be, you know, maybe some passion and fight over the paperwork and the divorce, or, you know, you can kind of put it together how it fits your story. You do want to sidestep anything volatile with the Mars-Pluto combination. It is better to kind of take a deep breath and take the high road and allow the energy to get into a better placement than to go head-to-head with somebody through this two-week period if you can avoid it. So, you know, with the sun illuminating this, it's time to show up and get more personally or physically involved with those topics for Taurus. And then Mercury is going to be, bring the news or the talk, the meeting, the agreement, the sale, the writing, the offer, the decision about it. And this will happen between the 24th and 25th, and then again between the 27th and 28th. This is helping you settle something or cement something long-term. I mean, it's definitely a harmonic, a little surprising as part of it as well, but definitely something that can kind of get you in flow with that. And then with Neptune going direct on the 22nd, this starts 6 months of moving into the next chapter. And for Taurus, this involves your friends, your groups, the internet, astrology, charities, gatherings, social networking, anything that, you know, puts you in the social flow. And then also for Taurus, it is about your personal aspirations and original projects. So you want to kind of follow the muse there and follow the romance there and follow your, you know, whatever is inspiring you there, because this is going to be the next step of whatever it is you guys are going to be doing there. All right, for Gemini. The new moon is going to be either boosting you forward into some new story or next chapter in the story you're already involved with your work or with a health matter, or it can be about the coworkers, the hired help, the paperwork, the animals, organizing, cleaning, those kind of things. And so you do want to be proactive about moving that forward. But at the same time, the rulers of that are kind of at war with each other here, Mars and Pluto in square, and then Mars coming to oppose Uranus. So Mars is going to be really trying to motivate something to happen with a love, somebody you love, or with your love life, or with the kids, or with a creative project, or with a recreational pursuit. So again, lots of momentum, lots of activity, lots of passion, lots of anger or fights there. And part of this story of what you're moving forward with the work, the health, the pets, the paperwork, the coworkers, the hired help, etc. And so as Mars is stirring all this stuff up in the name of love, kids, creativity, or fun, it will square Pluto, pushing or challenging in the area of the big financial topics, your sex life, your reproductive life, a divorce, a death, a birth, or a third-party situation. And then it will come and be in that kind of wild card energy by the end of this that will involve an aspiration or an original project or something with friends, groups, the internet, astrology, charities, gatherings, something in that social realm. So going to be crazy, going to be busy. Plan accordingly. Don't go head-to-head with people if you can help it. The sun and Mercury being active in Sagittarius during this 2 weeks, this starts on the 21st, and it'll kick off a 30-day period with the sun. For Gemini, it means you're going to start showing up and being more personally or physically involved with specialists, clients, agents, attorneys, partners, opponents, competitors, advocates, you know. So get in there. It's about you taking the lead or making it about your needs, maybe your name on something or your image or brand involved, but definitely getting personally and physically involved with these people over the next 30 days is what the energy is calling for. And with Mercury active between the 24th and 25th and again the 27th and 28th, this is where we're hearing news about or from these people, or we are signing agreements or making sales or writing things up or having talks and meetings that are important or making decisions. And this looks pretty harmonic. It also looks serious, like maybe you're cementing something here during this time. So, you know, keep that door open. And then with Neptune going direct on the 22nd, for Gemini, this means that you're now ready to move into the next 6 months with Neptune themes aimed at your personal goals, your career, or an authority figure like a boss, a parent, a judge, a mentor, a teacher, etc. So this may be that you're, you know, getting back into the next chapter with your artistic pursuits there, your spirituality, a romance, the hospital or other institution, the research or investigation. So Neptune is kind of moving you forward again after many months of kind of being in a holding pattern with this. For Cancer, the new moon that starts on the 18th and is going to cover the 2 weeks ahead, this is really going to be about pushing you into something new or helping you step into the next chapter when it comes to the ones you love or your love life, when it comes to kids, when it comes to creative projects or recreational pursuits. And so it's a very powerful new moon. It is going to really feel intense as this is happening. And Mars and Pluto are at odds with each other in a very frictional pattern as the rulers of this new moon, and they're part of this story. So Mars is going to bring a lot of activity or a lot of passion or anger in or about the home or a real estate deal, a move, a renovation, the family, a parent, or a roommate. And so there's just, you know, it's part of this story of what's amping up and moving the new moon forward. And as Mars is getting all this activity happening here, or the passions or anger stirred, it will square Pluto, which means there will be this push involving the partner, client, specialist, agent, attorney, competitor, opponent. And then there will be the opposition, which will again involve another person. And at this point, really kind of be that wild card energy about the goal, the career, or that authority figure in the mix, like the parent, the boss, the mentor, the judge, the director, etc. So a very powerful story, amping up, taking off during this two-week period. Both will cover the whole 2 weeks. The energy flowing into Sagittarius for Cancer, starting on the 21st, the sun comes into this sign and will spend 30 days, so it will put a big spotlight on Cancer's topics involving work or health, anything with pets or paperwork, anything with coworkers or hired help, cleaning or organizing. So you might be doing a little bit of all of that, but it really is about showing up and getting physically involved with this stuff or personally involved, making it about your needs, you know, taking the lead in these situations. And with Mercury, it's going to bring the information about this stuff, about the health, the pets, the work, the coworkers, the hired help, the paperwork. And it's also going to help you get into those talks or meetings or agreements or sales or writing or interviews or offers or decisions about it. And so those active days are the 24th and 25th, and again on the 27th and 28th. It does look like you can cement something, that it's a serious time for everybody. We just want to remember that in December, then that stuff will be slowing down and we'll be going back over it in some way, or releasing it, or rekindling, or reworking it in some way. But this does look harmonic and solid in some way at this point, even though we are in the shadow. And then with Neptune going direct on the 22nd, for Cancer, this means now it is time. You've been in this holding pattern since June. You are now going to move into the new chapter of the ongoing story here with Neptune, which means new things will start to come on board involving anything legal, travel, educational, media marketing, wedding, religious, or political that you're now ready to step towards. And so you just want to kind of keep an eye out for what that is going to be doing for you. All right, for Leo. Leo, new moon energy in Scorpio that starts on the 18th of November. You're going to have two whole weeks up through December 3rd with a lot of momentum behind this, helping you start new things or take what you're doing to the next level. And it will be about your home, real estate deals, moves, renovations, family, parents, or roommates, or even history or ancestry, I should also include. So Leo, you know, this is the time to be proactive about what it is new or what next level thing you want to do there. Excuse me. And then just realize that Mars and Pluto, the two rulers of that new moon, will also be kicking off a big square during the same 2 weeks, bringing a lot of frictional energy. So we're either moving some mountains here, or there's a lot of fights and anger or passion playing out over, you know, the third house for you guys. So, you know, gosh, this could either be about an information/communication scenario that's tied into this. So there could be that really intense talk or meeting or a sale or an agreement or offer or decision, something in writing, something with an interview or, you know, it's just communication oriented. Or this could be something very intense going on with a brother, a sister, a neighbor, the vehicles or the electronics, a short trip or local activity that's tied in. And remember, you know, this can be very warring, so don't get into a war of words with somebody. Don't, you know, piss off the neighbor. Get in a fight with the brother if you can help it, because it's very intense energy. But it can help you if you're trying to deal with, you know, where things are going with all of this, to really, you know, figure it out by seeing what this obstacle is before you, and then you can fix it, right? And as far as what Pluto's doing in this scenario, it would be about the paperwork or the job or the coworker or someone you've hired to help, or the organizing or cleaning or the health situation or the animals that are part of that story. And the wild card from Uranus that plays into that whole configuration is something that is, you know, a shakeup or surprise involving the legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious, or political theme in the mix. So don't get in a fight with the neighbor over politics. You might get weird signs in your yard. But there you go. All right. So then with the energy flowing into Sagittarius, this may be a good thing for the Leos. Starting on the 21st, there's going to be a big spotlight on your zone of true love and lovers, children, creative projects, and recreation. You'll have it there for 30 days. It is a time of year when the Leos are meant to kind of stand out and shine, and you can make it about you in those areas and take the lead. So you do want to really be proactive about showing up and getting more personally and physically involved with those topics. And then Mercury will be bringing news about this stuff, or a meeting or a talk or an interview or an offer, or the writing, the agreement, the sale, the decision about those topics. And that's active on the 24th and 25th, and again on the 27th and 28th, and looks very solid, like you're cementing something one way or the other. And so take advantage of that, whatever that is. And then with Neptune going direct on the 22nd for Leo, you've been in this holding pattern since June, either dealing with ongoing things or the past and, you know, figuring out where you are and it all. But now from the 22nd onward until mid-June next year, Neptune will be taking you into the next chapter of this ongoing story. And for Leo, it is about your sex life, the divorce, the reproductive need, the death, the birth, the big financial interest or, you know, project you've got going, or any third-party scenarios that are opening up. So you kind of keep your eye on what's shifting gears around the 22nd and in the weeks that follows to see what might be on tap in this new direction or next level of the story. For Virgo, new moon in Scorpio is about the communication information realm, first of all. So really pushing you forward into something new or next level over the next 2 weeks, all the way till December 3rd. And so this is the time you want to be proactive about talks or meetings, agreements or sales, writing, interviews, auditions, offers, decisions, anything information flow, you know, speaking roles, whatever it is you can go for. It's very powerful. You may hear news that sets you on a new course during this time. It may be Scorpio themed, you know, financial, intimate, mortality, divorce, those kind of topics. But really gives a lot of power to what you're saying, what you're pitching, what you're deciding and signing, etc. And the other side of this for Virgo is that it does also launch you into that new or next level 2-week period to start something, you know, with a brother, a sister, a neighbor, vehicles, electronics, short trips, or local activities. So, you know, be as proactive as you want to be there. And then just keep in mind, the two rulers of that new moon are in a volatile combination with each other, and they're volatile planets. So Mars is going to be really pushing, really getting you more active during that 2 weeks, or getting you more passionate, or getting you angrier or in fights, or just motivating you to move that mountain when it comes to your personal income, your possessions, your purchases, or your product. And with Pluto in that square, it ties into something very intense and powerful with someone you love or your love life, with your children, with creative projects, or with recreation. And with Uranus part of that story, it brings in the financial, sexual, reproductive, death, birth, divorce, or third-party scenario again. So you're having kind of a double up on that topic for you guys. So a lot happening here, an amazing and powerful, intense push here. So keep it in mind. Do not aggravate others. Stay away from aggravating people. They're for every sign, you know. Just know that it can be really crazy out there during this period. But those are the areas that you would be able to really motivate and do what you can to figure out what any challenges are and move those things ahead. All the energy going into Sagittarius in this week, it starts on the 21st with the sun showing up. It'll be a 30-day cycle. Virgo, it's really going to urge you to show up, get more personally and physically involved in your home or somebody else's home with a real estate deal, a move, a renovation, anything home-related, or something going on with family, a parent or a parental figure, or a roommate, or your history or ancestry. So definitely a time to be there or be present or make it about your name on the dotted line or your image or brand or identity in the mix and what you want out of the situation. And as well, Mercury will be bringing news about these things, or helping you get into talks or meetings, agreements or sales, writing, or short trips, local activities about these themes. And the days that's active are the 24th and 25th, and again on the 27th and 28th. Definitely look serious, can help you cement something, may have a spontaneity to it. As something kind of comes out of the blue, probably on the 24th or 25th, that would set that in motion. And then with Neptune going direct starting on the 22nd, this will kind of put you back into the next chapter. You've been in a holding pattern for 6 months. Well, maybe not quite 6 months, 5 months. You're going to be going forward for like the next 7 months. And so for Virgo, this is now ready to take you into anything new or next level when it comes to romantic partners, business partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, opponents, advocates, you name it. Whoever you want to be one-on-one with, you know, it is going to start to move you into the next chapter of the story. So you can kind of look for what might be conspiring, you know, from the 22nd onward for ideas, clues about what that might be for you. For Libra, new moon energy starting on the 18th. You're going to have two solid weeks here that will help you guys to either launch into something new or take things to the next level. And this is really going to focus on your personal income, your purchases, your possessions, or your product. And it can be all of the above if you want to. So it is time to really get in there, show up, you know, be proactive about what you want to move towards with this. And then realize that the two rulers of this new moon are in this frictional pattern that is also going to be playing out over this 2 weeks. And so Mars will be in your sign, Libra. And I think the Librans are really going to feel this maybe as intensely as the Aries. Because Mars is going to be, you know, working through you, Libra. So you're either going to be incredibly motivated to push yourself or overcome a challenge in this, or you're going to be very passionate about something that's happening here, or very angry and in fighting mode over something here as you go about this. And with Pluto in the square, it will be challenging you or pushing you over something in the home or about the home with a move, a renovation, a real estate deal, or with family, roommates, or parents. And with Uranus in the opposition, it'll bring in that kind of wild card energy with the partner, client, specialist, agent, attorney, opponent, competitor, advocate, so whoever that key person will be for you. But definitely going to be a very intense, powerful 2 weeks, a lot of forward momentum and a lot of challenge or push that's all tied up in it. And then with the energy moving into Sagittarius, this is the communication realm for Libra. So starting on the 21st, you know, the sun is going to start to spotlight this for you, which means you will stand out in these areas and it will be urging you to show up and get more personally or physically involved over the next 30 days. So that can be with talks or meetings, interviews or auditions, writing, sales, agreements, negotiations, offers, and decisions that you're making, anything, speaking roles, any of these communication information flowing arenas. And then it can also be really encouraging you to get in there more personally or physically and move forward with what you want when it comes to your brothers, your sisters, your neighbors, your vehicles, your electronics, or what you're doing with short trips or local activities in your community. And so Mercury kind of just amplifies that because it's already the same, really the same kind of topic for the Librans. But it amplifies it in a way that should bring something kind of wild card in a good way and help you cement something one way or the other. And this energy will really be at its apex on the 24th and 25th, and then again on the 27th and 28th. So you may want to note that. And then with Neptune going forward on the 22nd for the next 6-7 months, you're going to be in this forward motion now. Where you've been kind of in a holding pattern when it comes to your work or your health or the pets or the hired help or the coworkers or the paperwork, and or even organizing or cleaning, I should say, as well. You may be kind of focusing on the past projects or current situation, but now you're really going to be introduced to new opportunities and new parts of the story moving forward, and that starts on the 22nd. So, you know, pay attention if you've been wanting to go after that new job or start the new health regime or, you know, adopt the new animal or whatever it might be. I mean, this would be the time where this, or you're waiting on getting the new paperwork in or whatever, this would be starting to see that happen. For Scorpio, this is a new moon in your sign, and what a new moon it is. So on the one hand, Scorpio, this is a huge boost for you guys. You'll have the next 2 weeks starting on Saturday the 18th up through December 3rd. Definitely your time to get out there and put your needs forward. You can start something new for yourself, or you can take whatever you're doing to the next level. This can be pretty much about anything you have a strong desire or passion about, but it can also really be a time where you can move things forward involving your body or your image or your brand or your name or your title. So whatever this might be, it's time to be proactive about it. And then just realize, you know, there seems to be a challenge for all of us wrapped up in this new moon period that we're going to really need to either push or deal with something intense happening here that is going to be part of that next level. And that's your two rulers, Mars and Pluto, being in a square with each other, and then Mars moving to oppose Uranus. So Mars is going to be really amplifying very intensely something happening behind the scenes. It's through your 12th house. So this will be either a romance or a karmic union and something that is really very motivating and active or passionate or angry and fighting going on here. Or Mars can be playing out over healing, hospitals, other institutions, or addictions. It can be playing out over anything in the art realm, so film, music, painting, poetry, museums, concerts, whatever's artistic that you're involved in. It can be, playing out over your spiritual practices, prayer, meditation, yoga, your psychic impressions or the signs from the veil beyond, your dreams, something magical that is happening that's really intensifying over this period. And I think that's everything. If I research and investigations, that's another one. So definitely could be a lot of activity there as well, information being dug up here. And, you know, so if you need to kind of dig through a lot of stuff and get a lot of, you know, stuff together, then this would be part of that major push here for you. And then with Pluto in the square here, there is something very intense with an agreement or a sale or the writing or the information, the talk, the meeting, that's part of the story, or the decision that needs to be made that would probably be over a Pluto-Scorpio theme of, you know, financial, sexual, divorce, death, birth, or third-party reproductive scenarios. And then with the Uranus wild card in the mix, it can be about the paperwork, the hired help, the coworker, the job, the health situation, or the animals getting organized or cleaning. That's part of this story. So as you can see with all signs, I mean, there's just a ton going on as part of this story. Keep it in mind. Don't get caught up in the angry side of this as much as you can avoid it. Just be very motivated and let this move it all forward for you. And then with the sun pouring into Sagittarius and then this Mercury energy there, starting on the 21st, you're going to have that 30-day spotlight on your income, your purchases, your possessions, and your product. So it's time for you to show up, get more personally and physically involved in those themes. Maybe, again, put your name to something or make it about your identity or brand or image tied into it. But taking the lead and making it about your needs there. And then Mercury will bring the news you've been waiting on, or that talk or meeting or agreement or sale or writing or interview or offer or decision about it. Really stands out on the 24th and 25th, and again on the 27th and 28th, so that you could be cementing something there. There could be some last-minute surprise that looks like it would be a beneficial one in the mix, probably between the 24th and 25th, that would then lead to the cementing of something on the 27th, 28th. So keep that in mind. And then with Neptune going direct, you kind of been in this holding pattern since the summer, spring, mid-June. Say it, Zoe, say it. And so now you're ready to go into new territory or that next chapter. And for Scorpio, it is about lovers or your love life, your creative projects, your kids, or your recreational pursuits. So, you know, there you go. Should be good. I don't know, man. I'm just like, I just lost the station for some reason, but I think you guys are still there, so I'm going to keep talking because that's just how I roll. I hope you guys are still there. All right, Sagittarius. Okay, the new moon for Sagittarius is quite interesting because it is about your 12th house. And so starting on the 18th and moving forward over the next 2 weeks, this gives you that cosmic boost to start something new or take something to the next level when it comes to music, film, painting, poetry, museums, concerts, theaters, anything artistic, or when it comes to your spiritual beliefs or practices, when it comes to the magical or psychic realm, when it comes to healing or hospitals or other institutions, when it comes to romance, or when it comes to research and investigations and developments behind the scenes. So in any of those areas or all of those areas, you definitely can take things into that next chapter, that next level over these 2 weeks. Now, the two rulers of this are kind of at frictional war together here, and so they're going to amplify the energy going on alongside of this in a big-time way, which means there's going to be a lot of action or passion or anger and fights involving your friends, your associates, the group, the internet, the astrology, be nice to me, the charities, the gatherings, or your personal aspirations or original projects. So that's part of this, a lot of motivation or a lot of activity there. And then squaring Pluto, bringing some kind of challenge to the income, the possessions, the purchases, or the product in the mix. Either you're challenging yourself as part of this big push or there's an obstacle to overcome there. And then with the opposition to Uranus, some kind of one-on-one scenario that's exciting or surprising or shocking, involving love, lovers, kids, creative projects, or recreation as part of that overall story. So, you know, it's intense. It's powerful. Stay away from crazy people. Don't become crazy yourself. But you can make a lot of things happen here with this. And then we have all this energy really activating your sign in these next 2 weeks. So starting on the 21st, the sun moves into your sign, illuminates you guys big time over the next 30 days. Definitely is a time to stand out, to take the lead, to be noticed. And you know, it's a special time, right? A great time to focus on your body or image or brand or name or title and just be driven about your own personal needs and desires, because it can help you kind of gain some momentum. And then note, in this two-week period, Mercury will also be active, which can help you hear the news you've been waiting on or get into those talks or meetings, interviews, auditions, the writing, the agreements, the sales, the decision-making about you and what it is you're trying to do. So the days that stands out the most are the 24th and 25th, and then again on the 27th and 28th. These look like days where they could have some excitement and fun, and but also maybe something really serious that you're trying to cement one way or the other. And then with Neptune finally going direct after months of being retrograde, for Sagittarius, this starts on the 22nd, and it means you're ready for the new chapter to really start to kick in. So you've kind of been in a holding pattern when it comes to your home or real estate deals, moves, renovations, family, parents, roommates, and now you're ready to go into whatever that next thing is going to be. So things will start to open up there. You can pay attention to what's happening in the week that follows from the 22nd and maybe get some clues about where this is leading you. For Capricorn, new moon energy starting on the 18th, you've got two solid weeks here that it is going to boost you guys forward. Be proactive. You know, this can be the next thing you're doing or the new thing you're doing that involves a friend, the group, the internet, the astrology, the charity, the gathering or party or event. Your social networking, your personal aspirations, your freedom, or your original projects. And so you definitely, you know, whatever this might be, you're going to dive in and go for this. At the same time, Mars and Pluto are squaring. It's very powerful. It's very intense. It will bring out a lot of passion or anger and fights or motivation and something happening. And this will focus on your goals, your career, or what's going on with an authority figure like a parent, a boss, a mentor, a judge, a director, that kind of person. And it'll square Pluto, which means it's going to push you on a personal or physical level in some kind of profound way. And at the same time, and that may mean that you are just in there and, you know, part of that push, or it may mean that it's focusing on your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title. And then with Uranus in the opposition, then there's that kind of wild card energy one-on-one with somebody over the home, the family, the parent, the roommate, the real estate deal, the move, or the renovation. So a lot. I forgot to get myself a drink before I started this show. So you guys have to listen to me get coffee. Not get coffee, but like, you know, cough, C-O-U-G-H. Okay. Anyways, I wish I could get coffee. The sun pouring into Sagittarius and then Mercury active there in this next 2 weeks. This is definitely going to kick up a lot going on in the 12th house for Capricorn. So the sun starts to illuminate this area on the 21st and will then be there for the next 30 days. So this is definitely a time where you can stand out and really take the lead when it comes to research and investigations and strategies and digging through materials and you know, being analytical, I guess, a little bit, but definitely digging through information. This can be a time where you can take the lead and stand out in a romance, maybe physically show up for a romantic getaway or tryst. It can be a time where there's that kind of light on you when it comes to the artistic project you're involved in. So the film, the music, the dance, the poetry, the painting, etc. It can be about your spiritual life and what's happening with you there. It can be about magic or psychic interests, healing or hospitals, addictions or deceptions, whatever you're taking the lead to kind of, you know, take yourself into that new territory or next level and make it about you, you know, either showing up or about what you need. And then Mercury will be bringing you the news about these themes or helping you get into the talks or meetings, agreements or sales or writing or interviews or decisions or offers about it the 24th and 25th, and then again the 27th and 28th. And this energy does look in flow, and it does look maybe there's a surprise factor or just something kind of fresh in this mix. But at the same time, there's also something very serious and cementing here. So there you have that. And then with Neptune going direct, Neptune's been retrograde since June, and so on the 22nd of November, it will go direct. And so whatever holding pattern or slowdown or past stuff you've been dealing with, now you're ready to move into a new chapter. And so from now until June of next year, this will be in direct motion. And it's your mind. It's information and communication at Capricorn. So, you know, new chapter, next level when it comes to what you're thinking about, the talks and meetings you're getting into, the agreements, the sales, the writing, the interviews, the auditions, the offers, the decisions. And Capricorn, this can also take you into a new chapter with brothers, sisters, neighbors, moves, vehicles, electronics, short trips or local activities as well. So you kind of pay attention to what's starting to shift gears in this territory around the 22nd and the days and weeks that follow. That'll probably, you know, give you an idea about what this is going to be about. For Aquarius, new moon energy on the 18th. This is a two-week window that is opening up through December 3rd, and it has momentum to help propel you forward, to move forward more with whatever you have going on or help you enter into something brand new. And so it is about your personal goals, so you want to aim high and go for them, or it is about your career, or it is about an authority figure, which is a boss, a mentor, a director, a teacher, a parent, a judge, somebody like that. And so, you know, 2 weeks, powerful forward thrust, goals, career, authority figures. At the same time, Mars is battling Pluto, the two rulers of this new moon, so they will be part of the story in a frictional alignment. Mars is going to be pushing a lot of activity or passion or anger or fights or motivation and playing out over legal matters, travel plans, people at a distance, educational pursuits, media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting interests, weddings, religion, or politics for the Aquarius. All of those topics fall into the ninth house of the expansive mind. And so Mars is definitely going to be stirring a lot of stuff happening there. And in the square to Pluto will mean that there is the challenge or the push involving what's happening behind the scenes with that romance, that artistic pursuit, the spiritual practice, the healing, the hospital, the other institution, the research, the investigation, or the development. And with Uranus as that wild card energy, it's communication oriented. So the news or that you hear or the talk or meeting or agreement or sale or writing or interview or offer or decision. And for Aquarius, this could also embrace a potential for that wild card to involve the sibling, the neighbor, the vehicle, the electronics, the short trip or the local activity as well. So everything is amping up in all of those areas over the next 2 weeks. A lot of momentum forward, a lot of frustration or challenge or push, and there you have it. And then with the sun pouring into Sagittarius on the 21st, this kicks off a 30-day cycle. This is going to put a big spotlight on Aquarius in the social realm, so you guys can start to show up and get more personally or physically involved with your friends, your groups, your parties and events and gatherings, what you're doing online, what you're doing with astrology or charities. And also what you want to get involved with your personal aspirations or original projects. And so just remember, you know, you're kind of in the spotlight with this. You'll probably have a lot more attention, be able to kind of do what it is that you want to do for yourself, promote yourself, whatever it is here. So be as proactive as you want to be with that. And then note that Mercury will also bring some news or invitations, talks, meetings, agreements, sales, short trips, local activities, writing, offers, decisions about all that social stuff going on. And that'll happen, it could happen anytime, but it's definitely going to be highlighted on the 24th and 25th, and again on the 27th and 28th. And those look pretty positive to me, like there could be something kind of exciting in the air and also very solid or cementing for you about something going on there. And then with Neptune coming out of a very long retrograde, it's been retrograde since June, on the 22nd, Neptune will go direct and then be direct until next June. And so for Aquarius, you're now ready to come out of that holding pattern and start to move into new territory, new opportunities, next level things with your personal income, with your possessions, your product, or your purchases. And so you can kind of pay attention to what's kicking up and sparking up in new ways from the 22nd onward there. For Pisces, dear Pisces, this new moon that starts on the 18th is opening up a two-week window for you guys where you can be super proactive about starting something new or taking what you're already doing into the next chapter. And that could have anything to do with media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, or publicity. It could be about educational pursuits, whether you're teaching or getting training or going back to school. It could be about something legal that you're pursuing. It could be about travel plans or something going on with a person at a distance or a foreign interest. It could be about a wedding. It could be about religion or politics. So you have cosmic boost in those areas. So you want to go for it, right? But you also want to remember that Mars and Pluto are going to be in a very frictional, intense configuration through that 2 weeks, and that they are the rulers of this new moon. So they're part of the story. So Mars is either going to be very motivated and active or passionate or angry and fighting, maybe some of all of that. And it's going to be focused on big financial matters, your sex life, your reproductive life, a divorce, a death, a birth, or third-party scenarios during this whole scenario. This whole two-week period. And in the square to Pluto, it can then involve your aspirations or your original projects, a friend, the group, the internet, the astrology, the charities, the gatherings or parties or events. So there could be a big dynamic push or fight or transformational thing involving all of that. And then with Uranus as that wild card energy, you've kind of got that sudden or shocking or surprising or exciting stimulus focused on your income or purchases or gifts or possessions or product that's also part of the story. So the next 2 weeks, all of this is just amplifying big time, Pisces. As with all signs, you want to avoid the crazy, you know, fight or violent or any of that kind of side of the Mars-Pluto thing. But really kind of harness it to move mountains and challenge yourself and figure out if there are issues so that you, later on, you know, you have that smoothed out. As far as the sun moving into Sagittarius on the 21st, this will kick off a 30-day cycle. Really puts a spotlight on Pisces up at the top of the chart. It's a big one because this can be about career and fame and status and reputation, or it can be about your personal life goals, or it can be about an authority figure, which is the boss, the director, the teacher, the mentor, the parent, the judge, somebody like that. So over these 30 days, you want to kind of show up, get more personally or physically involved with those goals or career needs or opportunities or the authority figure that you're thinking about. And you want to take the lead and you want to make it about your needs and or your name on the dotted line or whatever it is about you that's part of this story in a big way. And then note that Mercury will also be active here, so you can hear news about that career or fame or goal or authority figure, or you can be in talks or meetings or interviews or auditions or sales or agreements or writing or offers or decisions about this on the 24th and 25th and again on the 27th and 28th. Both days look pretty pretty solid, like things are in flow. Maybe there's some excitement or sudden changes, but they are in flow there, and then something cementing one way or the other, so kind of look for that. And then as far as Neptune, that is your chart ruler, and it has been either in a holding pattern or slowed down or focused on the past since June. So it's going to probably feel like a breath of fresh air. Even if you don't get it instantly, you will start to feel it as it picks up momentum over the weeks ahead as it goes direct. And it goes direct on the 22nd and will then be direct until next June. So for Pisces, this is opening that door and kind of kicking your patooties out there into the next chapter of your life. and really saying it's time to get inspired and chase your next magical theme and shine your artistic or spiritual or romantic side or heal or deal with those institutions or research or development and move yourself forward in some interesting new way. So, you know, Pisces, you just want to keep your eyes open as to what the universe is offering, what's possible, what starts showing up from the 22nd onward, and then follow your heart, follow your muse. So that actually looks good. So it's Zoe Moon. I hope you guys have a wonderful Thanksgiving. I hope the world holds together under this volatile, crazy energy. I say pray for peace. Pray for harmony, pray for love, and you guys can find me on Facebook if you need me in between at facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology. I'll be back on the 30th, I believe, God willing, if we're all still here, and have a great one. I'll talk to you then. Bye-bye.